We're talking with Nate Mikkelsen, head football coach at Underwood. His team is into the quarterfinals in the Class 1A playoffs, and they'll take on West Lyon on Friday night, a game you can hear on KMA 960 with myself and Tom Moore. Coach, first let's go back to the second-round win over West Marshall. Just what were your overall takeaways on how you guys were able to play in that one?
Really happy with the win. Really happy with the start. I think we got out to a 22-0 lead in there in the first quarter, and I thought that kind of set the tone of the game. Didn't play played all right in the second quarter, but kind of, you know, a couple drives stalled out for, you know, we had penalties and a couple drops in there. And weren't probably as great on defense stopping the run in the second quarter. But then regrouped at halftime, got a couple scores in the third quarter, got some stops, one especially in their red zone that was a big stop right at a half, and, kind of just salted it away there in the second half. But, you know, playoff football is a really good win. Obviously, going on the road, going 2.5 hours away, I was super happy with the start, and that kind of gave us the cushion we needed to get the win Friday.
Yeah, you know, you guys are into the quarterfinals now for the sixth year in a row. How do you maybe explain it, or, you know, what do you attribute it to that you guys have not only been able to get to the postseason, but to, you know, you've been able to win games when you're getting there?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think you got to attribute that to the really tremendous players that we've had over the course of those 6 years. Obviously each group, brings a little bit of something new, you know, to the program, and it's always, the job of the coaching staff to kind of, you know, figure out what works for each group, the players are a big part in that, and I think the second part is just the coaching staff. We got a great group of coaches that put in a lot of work, that are very experienced. They've coached in a lot of playoff games. So I think a combination of those things, I think we put a premium on trying to play our very best football at the end of the year. I think, you know, case in point, the last 2 years, you know, I think we haven't had maybe – the greatest success in the regular season, but when it comes down to the postseason, I think we're playing our best football and the maximum out of what we can. So, we talked to, it's something we don't take lightly. We talked to the kids a little bit about it on Friday night after the win, and just kind of told them, you know, this is now the third straight graduating class from Underwood that's never knocked on to the quarterfinals. That's been in the quarterfinals all 4 years of their high school career. So, you know, that's something we're not going to take for granted. We do think it's a big accomplishment. And, the kids and their talent and their hard work kind of spearhead all that.
Yeah. Well, you're into the quarterfinals again this year, and you get West Lyon, and you talk about perennial programs in Iowa. They're up there at the top. What have you seen from the Wildcats on film and your early breakdowns and the challenges they're going to present on Friday night?
Well, on film, they're as impressive of a football team as I've seen on film in terms of playing in 12 years that I've coached. I mean, they're just so big and physical up front. And then they have, you know, such a stable of running backs, receivers that they can make plays. I think they can hurt you in a variety of ways. I think if they wanted to get in their heavy package and just run down the field, they have the ability to do that. If they want to spread it out and get it to their playmakers in space, they have the ability to do that. So they're very, dangerous in all facets of their offense. And then their defense is really aggressive, allowing very few points. I don't actually think anybody scored on them twice this year. And it would be very interesting to watch film and see how many of those scores that they actually give up were against the starters, because they've been so comfortably ahead in most games. So obviously a super stout, tough team, to say the least. We're going to have to, be at the very, very top of our game, to go and compete there. But, I like the way we've been playing, and we're gonna go up there and give it our best shot, no doubt about that.
You mentioned their defense, and you're right. Nobody scored more than once on them this season in a game. But you guys have a potent offense of your own. How do you try to attack their defense? How you try to move the ball down the field and put some points on the board?
Well, when you watch your defense, you just don't find, as their whole team, you just don't find many weaknesses, if there's a weakness at all. I like our offense. I like the multi-dimension, attack that we're able to do. We've been able to run the ball really successfully lately. And obviously Garrett in the passing game is very efficient. So I do think that we probably – they'll be seeing some things for the first time that maybe they haven't seen from an offensive team this year. I think they'll be ready. They'll obviously have a great game plan, in place. But we might just give them some things, maybe some obviously different receiver sets, different formations, be able to spread it out maybe more so than some other teams have. But we'll put our best offensive game plan together, and we know we're going to have to score points to win the game and probably have to score quite a few. So we'll plan together and try to put some points on the board.
What about on the other side of the ball? You talked about their offense, and they've got one of the top rushing attacks in Class 1A. What's it take from your defense to try to get in the right spots and slow this offense down?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you do your very, very best to limit them in the run game. You're not going to stop them in the run game. You got to limit them in the run game as best you can. Try to make some tackles for loss and maybe put them, in second and third and longer distances. I think that's your best bet. That's easier said than done. So I think their best running back, the other guy with the best stats, is averaging almost 10 yards a carry. So we'll put a plan together and obviously we'll put an emphasis on trying to stop the run. I think they have the ability to pass the ball really well. I think their kid has thrown, double digit touchdowns and only one interception, but I think, they would rather keep it on the ground if they had the choice. So we'll try to do our best to stop the run and put them in those long second and third down situations and see if our secondary can't make some plays and get us off the field.
Nate McKelson, head football coach at Underwood. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck to you and your team on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, man.